Now he says, now you're full, now you're rich. You've reigned as kings without us, and I would to God ye did reign. He said, I wish Christ had come so we could reign, that we also might reign with you. For I think that God hath sent forth us, the apostles, last, as it were, appointed to death, doomed to death, for we are made a spectacle unto the world, and to angels, and to man. Great deal could be said about this verse. The apostles, that great martyr period of the church, set before the world as a spectacle, not only to the world, but to angels and to man. And I think that means the church today. Other men have labored, friends. We've entered into their labors. Now Paul says what he'd gone through in order that actually that you and I might have this epistle and be enjoying it right now, and I trust we're enjoying it. We are fools for Christ's sake, but you are wise in Christ. We are weak, but you are strong. You are honorable, but we are despised. Then he goes on, as I read a moment ago, the position that he took. You and I can't dream of what this great apostle suffered in order to get the gospel of Christ out. And my, how he was affected. He evangelized Asia Minor, friends. We're told there in the province of Asia that everyone, both Jew and Gentile, heard the word of God. And he goes on to say that he was the missionary that led them to the Lord. Though ye have 10,000 instructors in Christ, yet have ye not many fathers. For in Christ Jesus I have begotten you through the gospel. It's wonderful, friends, to be the spiritual father of someone that you've led to Christ. Now he says, verse 17, for this cause have I sent unto you Timotheus, who is my beloved son, another one of his converts, and faithful in the Lord, who shall bring you into remembrance of my ways which be in Christ, as I teach everywhere and in every church. Now some are puffed up, though I'd not come to you. But he says, I'm going to come to you shortly, and will know not the speech of them which are puffed up, but the power. He says, I don't care about your talk. I want to know whether there's power in your life. For the kingdom of God is not in word, it's power. But will ye, shall I come unto you with a rod or in love, and in the spirit of meekness? And their attitude and action will determine that.